Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
This season was always going to be difficult for us. The reality for us for this year was, could we finish in the top four? With so many changes and everything that happened, we weren't going to challenge for the league this year. That's the reality. I feel that getting through this year with the players and the integration of everyone, looking to win a trophy, and then come next summer, we'll be ready to challenge for the title again.
Liverpool still alive on three fronts, and as they start the late kick-off in the FA Cup fourth round, it's hard not to feel like there's a huge opportunity to go quite a long way in this competition, because Chelsea, Spurs, Manchester City and Southampton have all been shown the exit door from the Cup on a sorry Saturday for the big guns. Well, Liverpool in form at the moment, and of course today they'll face Championship Bolton, and this game has been headlined by the return of Emil Heskey to Anfield. That's as far as we want that romantic story to go. The sides last met in January 2012 in the Premier League at Bolton Wanderers, winning 3-1 on that day. Craig Bellamy scoring for the Reds. Half five kick-off here, the flags waving in the Kop end, and Liverpool with five changes from the draw with Chelsea in the Capital One Cup semi-final first leg on Tuesday. Incoming Glenn Johnson, Javier Manquillo, Joe Allen, Jose Enrique and Adam Lallana. Glenn Johnson, whose last game was at Manchester United, he picked up a groin injury in that one and returns today. It's Mignolet in goal, Johnson, Chan and Sacco make up a back three. Javier Manquillo is the right wing back, Jose Enrique the left wing back, Joe Allen and Jordan Henderson in the centre, and then Philip Coutinho, Adam Lallana and Raheem Sterling completing the 11. On the bench, Danny Ward, Dejan Lovren, Ricky Lambert, Lucas, Fabio Borini, John Rossiter is one of the subs today. Remember, he was involved in September, made his senior debut in that League Cup third round win against Middlesbrough and scored, of course. And our final sub today is Lazar Markovic. For Bolton Wanderers, Bogdan in goal, Moxie, Mills, Derrit and Ream, they're the back four. Feeney, Vila, Dans and Prattley the midfield. And then Ida Gudjonsson and Emil Heskey up front. Heskey, 60 goals in 233 games for the Reds. At one time, I think he thought his professional days were done. What a story for him. But hopefully the story is Liverpool's at the end of today. We're all ready to kick off. And as Liverpool shoot towards the Anfield Road end in the first half of the game, an attack down the right side, they get an early cross in, which is headed away by Bolton. And John, is it, if ever there was an opportunity, you look at all the teams that have crashed out of the competition this afternoon.
Unbelievable. The bookies must be rubbing their hands. I tell you what, amazing string of results there today that you'd never envisaged. You know, I'm looking at the Chelsea one. Hopefully that softened them up a little bit for Tuesday night, you know. Couldn't see that coming. Man City, I thought Middlesbrough, you know, could do something to City, maybe get a draw, because they've been flying and we've seen them play here, and Man City are having bad times at the moment, but from to win 2-0, amazing. Then Leicester win, and it does, you don't take nothing for granted. This, you know, Bolton will make it difficult for us today, but you know, you've got Arsenal left in, you've got Man United probably left in, and then you've got the, you know, the middle of the table team. So you know, there's opportunities there for not just Liverpool, but for other teams to do well in this competition now.
The game.
That was good from Heskey. Feeds it to the right wing. Devine puts it into the box and just missed by Liam Feeney. So Liverpool do turn it away. Heskey with an involvement then. And the ball breaks the halfway line for Sterling. Opportunity if he can find Lallana. Sends it forward to him. And it should be defended by Tim Ream. Back towards his goalkeeper, Adam Bogdan.
Well, Bolton have thrown so many men forward there. They nearly got caught on the counter-attack by Liverpool. But young Sterling tried the through ball. Went really on the right-hand side. We had Manquillo, you know, in oceans of space. And that was the ball Liverpool could have killed him with.
Same time at the other end of the field, Heskey showing game intelligence with a little bit of a dummy there, which almost caused a problem or two.
It was.
Coutinho to Sterling over the halfway line. Back to Coutinho again. Robbed from behind by Liam Feeney. They're on the charge down the right wing with Feeney now. He runs at Mamadou Sakho and then wins the corner off him as he tried to cross it in towards one of the two strikers, Good Johnson or Heskey. Corner for Bolton, second of the game. This one, right-hand side of the Kop end.
The first one we found it hard to get rid of. Scrambled it away. Second corner. And they'll fancy themselves offside players, won't they? Like most teams do. But we haven't been, touch wood, too bad of recent times.
So this corner is going to come from the left foot of Dean Moxey, in swinger. Feeney stayed short with him. Moxey's going to look for the rather large Bolton players inside the six-yard box. Heskey and Good Johnson. They're the only two who remain in those positions. Maybe three or four might attack the box from the edge of the area at the moment.
But they've got three on the edge of the box, and only Henderson's marking one, which worries me a little bit.
Moxey, left-footed corner, lays it in low near post, goes right the way through. No one got a handle on it. Then Liverpool eventually clear it away. Almost caught Liverpool out though, John. Comes back into the edge of the box. The volley, right-footed, comes from Matt Mills and deflects off a Liverpool back, and out it goes towards the left side of the field. Could have gone anywhere, that volley. Matt Mills didn't even know where it was going. And the final ball into the penalty area collected by the keeper, Simon Mignolet. The corner was awful, but it beat everyone, didn't it?
Bolton are throwing a lot of men forward, aren't they? You know, they're not like Chelsea and other teams come here just playing within themselves and kicking men back.
Henderson, lovely roll ball down the right wing, picked up by a man who loves to run at defence. It's Lallana on the Bolton defence. He can't find his final way through and hits it against Tim Ream. Back it comes to the halfway line before Allen heads it forward again. That was a bit strong from Matt Mills, pushing his man away. And the final shot that comes in from Jordan Henderson, saved by the keeper.
Oh, it's poor play by Mankilo.
Well, it is. Picked up by the keeper, bogged down at the second attempt.
What a push that was, right in front of the referee, and he didn't give the push. You might say that's he's playing advantage, which is awful, but Henderson had a right good shot, well saved by Bogdan in goal for Bolton.
Chipped clear up to Heskey, takes it down on his chest and then goes into the centre of the field, where it'll just about be controlled by Josh Vella. Vella though dives on the back of Allen, who won it off him.
It's a yellow all
and
day long.
Be the second to be in the book, surely.
Yeah, it's a yellow. It's a rugby tattle. Well played, Joe Allen. He's done really well there, you have to say. He robbed the man. He went past him and he's pulled him down somewhat like a rugby player, isn't he? Great pressure from Joe Allen. Done really well, and Vella dragged him down to the floor.
Super League starts in a couple of weeks, doesn't it, John?
He'd be proud of that, wouldn't he? It's a great tattle. And it's another free kick, two in the book already for Bolton early on.
Here's Jordan Henderson to take second free kick he's had in the game from these sort of wide cutting positions.
I think Sterling's the one here. Look at Sterling there for the shot.
He's all on his own edge of the box. He's going to roll it for him. Takes one touch with the right foot. Then he makes a mistake with his neck touch. Henderson will get the cross in. Heskey heads away. Falls to Javier Mankilo. And over to the right side of the pitch. Still Liverpool on the attack. Edge of the box. Coutinho shot. It's low. And it's arrowed. And it's caught in the chest of Adam Bogdan.
Good strike. Made a mess of the free kick, didn't he, really? But he got a shot in the end.
As Bolton win a challenge outside the penalty area, nearly force it away. Henderson rolls it back in. Coutinho attacks the box, gets around the side of Matt Mills. Coutinho still with it.
No.
Trying to tee up Jordan Henderson. And then further clear by Bolton to Emil Heskey. Halfway line. Opportunity, Bolton. They're breaking with pace through the centre. Darren Prattley has it. Good Johnson and Heskey bursting into positions. Onto the right wing for Feeney. Can't find the pass into Heskey. And Liverpool defending out near the corner flag.
Good break, good defending.
Bogdan up towards the Liverpool area. Sakho wins the header first. Header Heskey. Oh. Liverpool find a pass through to Sterling.
Can he do it this time?
Well, he gets
same
onto it, left side
before
of the box again. Tries to take on Matt Mills once more. This time gets a clear shooting chance.
Oh, it's a great chance.
Well, he wrapped the shot away, but got the sting taken out of it as it hit a Bolton legs. And Adam Bogdan got a chance to jump on it. And this time he was quicker with the shot.
It was exactly the same as we've seen 5 minutes ago. And he did take it inside. And then he had the shot and it got blocked by Mills. Lots of space, I said before, in wide areas for Sterling. Long balls there, pushing on to leave themselves open at the back, Bolton.
It's actually Dorian Defeat who came back to help Mills at that point in time who the ball hit. As the ball comes forward from Matt Mills, headed by Emil Heskey, doesn't manage to turn it to his side for Good Johnson. Enrique's clearance away only drops once again to Prattley. The referee blown up for a foul. Was it an earlier foul?
Yeah, it wasn't Lallana. He said
must have been Allen.
Allen when he's gone in there, and then Lallana's pinched the ball.
Allen on Darren Prattley. And so a free kick for Bolton Wanderers. Opportunity for them again to advance. Matt Mills to the box for Johnson and Heskey. Heskey says to Mills, just come in here, tuck in behind Johnson and Sean. And Liverpool have to be wary of that movement on the far side of the penalty area. And it's Liam Feeney cuts it into the box. Header away is decent from Sean, but the follow-up shot is a rocket.
What
and it goes
shot.
Narrowly wide by Dean Moxey.
Thought it was in.
Well, he couldn't have hit that any cleaner, quicker, faster, but it just didn't quite have the accuracy on it. And as John said, at one moment, it looked like he put Bolton in front, but left-footed, he'd missed the target by a couple of yards.
Great strike from him, wasn't it? It really was. He wrapped his foot around it. To be fair, it was always going. It was always going wide. They looked a lot closer than what we first come. It was about a yard wide. He struck it well.
Here's Sterling combining with Coutinho. Ball breaks out to Enrique. Enrique back to Sterling inside the box.
It's tight.
Doesn't know which way to go. Gets it onto his left foot. Chips it far post. Opportunity. Liverpool right on the line. Oh, not managing to turn around and shoot is Lallana. He's had to dribble it away from goal. And now he's put it back into Allen. They defend it clear. Drops to Johnson. Left foot and it's saved by the keeper. And his near post.
Better from Liverpool. Much better. Getting closer.
Felt like a certainty when Lallana had it inside the six-yard
box.
But
it's
back to goal. And he didn't know how to turn and shoot.
Yeah, just wouldn't come down. It's a great knockback, and it just fell behind him by Manquillo, I think it was, and then he was crowded out, but the ball came back, and in the end it was Glenn Johnson who had a fine shot saved by the goalkeeper.
Dance.
Beautiful play by Coutinho there.
One back by Liverpool. Lallana's on a run with the ball, gets to the edge of the area, he'll have a go now himself, and it was rising into the top of the net, but it was almost right at the head of the keeper, Adam Bogdan.
Yeah, it was too sensible, wasn't it? He's picked it up well, he's ran at the defence, and it's opened up for him. Thought he might have slid someone in. It was a good strike. Right down the mouth of the keeper. This could be the last.
Johnson's ball into the box, turned clear. Prattley, a bit heavy with his right boot, and he's actually taken it into the path of Enrique. Enrique
chance,
to Coutinho. Coutinho, 20 yards from goal, dribbles it into the penalty area, strikes a shot,
no
but
real
only
belief.
Against the legs of Dorian
no
De Vite.
Conviction.
And it bounces back into Liverpool half, where Mamadou Sakho collects possession on the left-hand side.
No pitches for him. Oh, well done.
Coutinho now. Coutinho with a short roll ball for Sterling. Not much room to play through for Sterling and Coutinho. Now De Vite hits one long. Mignolet's come out, taking it on his chest. Good Johnson's behind him. Has he seen him or not too late? And he just about got away with that. Good Johnson arrived off his right shoulder.
He took it down well, didn't he, Mignolet?
You'd think Mignolet knew that the striker of Bolton was there behind
no
him,
told
but
him.
He just seemed to act as if he had no idea. And that almost ended with a heart attack at the end of the first 45. But Liverpool 0, Bolton 0 at the end of that first period. John Aldridge.
Could be worse. Could be a lot better. Not really made a clear-cut chance. We've had a few half chances. Bolton have done well. One or two times they've rode the luck there when Sterling got in down this left-hand side. But certainly it's all too comfortable for them. I think Markovic would probably come on the right side. I'd ask a few more questions of him.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. When you need to claim, think hampsonhughes.com.
Well, this one isn't done and dusted. Bolton are ready to start the second 45. Liverpool are shooting at the cop end in the second half of the game. No substitutes being made at the break. John Aldridge rejoins me, and someone's left him a nice little present on his desk. I'm sure he'll enjoy that a little bit later on tonight. We're underway, and I'll get through the teams in a second once the ball has been controlled. As Emre Can gets a header clear, Prattley rises with a header himself, and then Neil Danz runs through the centre. But his dribbling run is ended by Coutinho, who immediately sets off Sterling. Long range pass, brilliantly controlled. He's gone in onto his favoured right foot, takes the
block.
Shot, and it hits the legs of the defender, Matt Mills.
He's had a good game,
back
Mills,
to the halfway
the
line.
Captain. Markovic has come on then, Steve.
Has he where?
Yeah, he's playing there. He's on the ball now.
Sorry, I just said there was no changes. No. So Markovic has come on for who? Over on the left-hand side. Enrique? Is Enrique still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Enrique's got apologies for anyone who's listening. Yeah, Markovic for Enrique. I didn't see the board at all, but John spotted a hair. And
I did say that. I thought it was either, you know, well, I thought Manquillo, because he's been playing on the right-hand side, but he's gone the opposite side. That's good touch by Lallana. Pity about the ball.
Make it to the edge of the penalty area, headed away by Bolton. So Liverpool with Mignolet and Cole, Johnson, Sean and Saka, the back three, as Bolton survive there. David manages to turn it away before Pratley plays it out to the left wing. The Liverpool midfield, Javier Manquillo, Jordan Henderson, Joe Allen, and now, of course, as John mentioned, Lazar Markovic, and then Coutinho, Lallana and Sterling complete the 11. Now, a long ball towards Markovic.
He's
on a yellow card already. That's Matt Mills.
What a bottler.
He's got
what
a yellow.
What a bottler.
And that should have been another.
That's terrible refereeing. You bottler. That's, you know, you don't want to see players sent off, but Markovic is in on goal. And Mills has took him out. It's a yellow card. Mills, unfortunately for him, would have been off. And the referee has bottled it big time.
Well, John called that one straight away, and he's absolutely right.
I think everyone, including the bottom Wanderers fans, everyone's seen it by the referee. Amazing.
Good. Johnson springs the ball over to the right wing, looking to get a cross in with Liam Feeney. Finds the ball in the penalty area, but can't be controlled by any of the Bolton players. Out it comes to Sterling, halfway line. He receives some attention from Dorian Davit, but it goes back towards the keeper, Adam Bogdan. Bogdan over to the right side, and of course that would have changed the complexion of the game.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Massively.
Oh, he goes again. Well, he's having one again, isn't he? We've seen this, you see Brendan Rodgers, he's just shitting his head, he can't believe it.
That was a foul by Sean on Heskey.
Well, what Sean did, let's see.
He's not touched.
His trailing legs, bro. Markovic, he's doing one-on-one with a keeper.
It's his right leg.
It's a straight red, in fact. It's a straight red. You know, he can't believe it. You've seen Brendan Rodgers, he just cannot believe it. The referee has completely, absolutely bottled it. Bottled it. Anyway, let's get on with the game. He's given them a fantastic opportunity here, Bolton. Really has. The best opportunity of the game. And what done Henry? Sean just lent into Good Johnson. For me, I can't see it being a foul. Maybe people say I'm biased, but I couldn't really. And he's given him a great opportunity. So he might have a Bolton Wanderers T-shirt on that black top after all. I don't know.
This is 24-5 yards from goal. Ida Good Johnson.
They score here.
Looking at this.
It'll add salt to the wounds after that.
Short run up. He was going to kick it. Well, then
get
the referee
on with
blows
the game.
Up again. Just let him take it. Emre Can
with the game.
And Darren
These
Pratley.
These referees are going worse, aren't they? They really are.
Now Good Johnson again. So last run up was curtailed by the whistle. He started once more. Good Johnson, right footed, right over the crossbar and into the Bolton fans.
Yeah, not a good effort. See by Neil Lennon's face. Good opportunity for Bolton, that, you know, to see it. Going back to that incident, you know, everyone round the ground. And when the assessor has got to pull him. The people, you can't have referees doing this day in, day out, game in, game out. Whether it's for Liverpool or against Everton or whatever team. Useless.
Bad decision making. Oh. Referee was in a good position. And he would have been off. It would have been 10 men. Here's Coutinho. Behind him to Sacco. Sacco now stings a ball into the feet of Sterling, who lays it off for Allen. Passing is good and controlled by Liverpool. It's put forward towards Sterling. Keeper comes out. That's brilliant from Bogdan.
Great save.
Top draw from the Bolton keeper.
Oh, it was a fantastic
save. Didn't back out. Sterling was the favourite, and Bogdan threw his body at that.
Oh!
Other end of the field. Heskey nearly gets in there. Mignolet, though, manages to dive it down to the left side for Sacco.
Yeah, it's a good play from Liverpool. Sterling was through on goal, and he's come out. I think the goalkeeper actually saved it with his face. Super save.
Started by Allen again. To Sterling. Good space to run into. Edge of the area. Sterling going on to his left foot. Takes a shot. It's going to go out of play behind the goal for a corner.
Better.
Looked very dangerous from Raheem Sterling then. The Bolton defence didn't like the way he was dancing so quickly at them. And it's a corner in front of the cop. Brendan Rodgers stands on the edge of his technical area, anxiously looking. Jordan Henderson will take this from the right-hand side.
Our corners tonight have been woeful, you know, I have to say. We haven't had many.
Will Henderson light up the FA Cup with this one? The shot by Coutinho, a second one, which is into a ruck of players and cleared by Ida Good-Johnson. First shot by Philip Coutinho was on target, but it couldn't get through the legs.
Well, it could be one of those. The goalkeeper's having a good game, and the block and everything, aren't they? That was two opportunities there. It was a well-worked corner, that one. Oh, well
and
played.
Here's Markovic. He asked questions before. He's found a lovely pass to Sterling. It's teed up for Coutinho.
What
That's another
save.
Brilliant save, but the keeper's having a worldie here.
Oh, what a miss!
And Mankilo.
What a miss!
The ball fell to him. He was outside the six-yard box. He really had the goal at his mercy, and he's dragged it right across the face of goal. He was too rash and too quick with his decision.
The
Mankilo should have put Liverpool in front. But how good is this Bolton keeper?
He's had a great game, the keeper. It's a great save, one-handed save. But, you know, that's why Mankilo plays full-back. You know, he's just sliced it wide with the goal at his mercy.
Well, Bogdan is keeping Bolton in it. And that was the best example of his talents then. One-handed save. Javier Mankilo had to score then and didn't. Bolton with a throw-in on the left-hand side of the Liverpool area. Throw to Vela, and then back it comes to the halfway line. And that control by Tim Ream sees the ball dribble forward into the box. He's put it low. It was Good-Johnson who strikes it first time. And you know what? That caught out the Liverpool defenders. And Good-Johnson didn't keep a composed head. Sakho was nowhere near it. Chan had let the ball run past him. And Good-Johnson, fortunately, didn't get a good connection on it.
Best chance for Bolton, probably, of the game, that.
Mankio tees it up for Allen. Allen searches towards the edge of the area. Again, looks for the killer pass, doesn't come off. And right in the challenge is Tim Ream to bring it away.
Chance here to break.
Middle of the park, and they push it out to the right side of Liam Feeney. And they've got players bursting into the box. Good-Johnson's one of them. Another is Wilkinson. The cross comes in towards Wilkinson. Got a toe on it, and it's scrambled out of the air by Simon Mignolet. Mignolet bowls it out. The game's getting more and more
it
open.
It is stretched, isn't it?
A lot of expanse there. Coutinho tries to turn around his man in the centre of the park, Tim Ream, but Ream
tonight,
just about wins it.
It's been frustrating, young Coutinho, tonight, I have to say. But right, he's still the one who could open it up for us.
Left side of the penalty area.
Chances.
And it's Good-Johnson rolled into a dangerous position. It's a chance for Bolton. It's over the top of the crossbar from Good-Johnson. Second big chance he's had in the game in this second half. Can't manage to convert it.
Can't give him too many. You know, when he strike has three chances, he should have done better. You know, he was just sat up for him a little bit too much. And if he's got any good technique there, he scores. He's just had a swing around and it's gone over the bar.
Lallana.
Go on.
To Coutinho. Running through. Coutinho, he's got two available. Finds one of them. Burini! And his shot is saved by the keeper, Bogdan.
Save again.
Yet again. He is the brick wall that Liverpool can't get past. Burini the favourite there. But Bogdan with the outstretched arm. He's tipped it round the post.
It's a great save, isn't it? Oh, it's nesting. It's a good eye for the keeper. But it's a good effort and a great save.
Corner kick from the right. Henderson chips it into the box. Saved on the line by Bogdan. And this time, he almost fumbled the easiest one he's had to save, didn't he? I don't think he meant to do that. It looked like he wanted to catch it. He tipped it over the bar.
Wasn't a good corner, really. It was too near the keeper.
Thanks for joining us on Radio City Sports with the Reds, as always. And this performance tonight, well, it's had a few flaws in it, but they're not trailing. And I'm sure they'll create some opportunities.
Bolton full
now
credit, don't you, at the moment? But we've got to have a little bit more about us, haven't we? A little bit more quality. Don't shoot from there. Give it Henderson. Thank you.
Coutinho to Henderson. Edge of the box. Jordan Henderson. Captain rolls it in towards Henderson again. Big penalty shout. The cop's on his feet. The main stand as well. The referee stands behind it and waves.
Why he's not given that is because the ball's probably going towards the goalkeeper. But Jay Spearns had the nudge on. Was it Jay? Yeah, Jay on Henderson, and that's no different to the one that Chelsea got here, I have to say.
Liverpool lots of possession, but not making it count. Markovic into the penalty area, left side. Still Markovic, back to goal. Tees it up, the shot will be Lucas's. And he struck it wide. Wide of the left-hand side of the goal.
You don't want that to be Lucas, to be fair. You know, you want that to be Lallana or Henderson, don't you, there?
You want it to be anyone.
Yeah, you know, just that's not Lucas's game, is it, to be fair? We know what he's better at.
It's Raheem Sterling.
Cup, innit? Anything can happen in this competition.
The left winger Coutinho, to Coutinho, chips it into the box. It's a header by Lallana. It's over the top of the crossbar and lands on the netting.
Chance, Steve. Chance. Good play. Lovely play.
Bolton just holding on at the moment. Liverpool creating some opportunities, but nothing clear cut in the game.
Yeah, he's leaning back, Lallana. It wasn't an easy chance. You need direction on that. Far post, looping the far post.
Here's Lallana.
Oh!
Can't find the run of Henderson to his right side instead.
Oh, well done, Jordan Henderson. Brilliant.
It's Lucas to Coutinho. Now Markovic.
It's the last gasp winner for us here.
And Sterling might provide it. Hits a shot into the box. Comes towards Lallana. Tees it up. Henderson volleys it into the cop end. Looks high up at the crest, which adorns the top of the cop stand, and knows that he should have done much, much better there.
Yeah, and it would have been fitting if he'd, it was, to be fair, it was awkward for, it came back to him, he couldn't adjust his body quick enough, and I think that's it, Steve, isn't it? At least, you know, by the way, it's looking, we'll have our name in the hat anyway, unlike Chelsea and some of the others, if we can see this last minute out, and I don't think not much is going to happen here.
Monday evening, I think just after 7, that draw's being made for the fifth round of the FA Cup. But at the moment, this is another fixture to put on Liverpool's calendar.
Oh.
The return leg with Bolton. As the ball is pummeled towards Simon Mignolet's corner flag by Darren Pratley. And Bolton quite content to take this back home down the M62 or whichever way you want to go.
One minute from the referees. He's just signalled 1 minute.
It's Lucas to Johnson. Look how mad Neil Lennon's going at the moment. He wants defending done in numbers, and Johnson's trying to cut a ball through to Lallana. Lallana withstands that first challenge from Dorian de Vriet. Actually, Bolton have conceded a free kick right-hand side of the penalty area.
No, he's not given the free kick.
Oh, he's not? No, it's a throw-in.
Are you joking, you?
Throw-in made, ball back to halfway line. Emre Can.
Can
along the floor
this
to Coutinho.
This is the last chance now. Can he do something?
Death of the game. Markovic left of the penalty area. This is it. If Liverpool want to stop the replay being forced, it's Lucas! Keeper saves it on the line.
What a save.
Watson
again.
Cleared away towards Darren Pratley. Pratley bursts away, dribbles the ball to the halfway line, and he's not even interested in finding a pass to Wilkinson.
Well, the goalkeeper, that's full time.
It's a replay. The FA Cup fourth round tie between Liverpool and Bolton Wanderers goes to a replay after a goalless draw here at Anfield. Bolton defensively brilliant. Liverpool with no cutting edge this evening. John Alden.
Yeah, yes, you said it. You go, the goalie's man of the match, you know, we're going to see. He's pulled off some good set. That one at the end, it's a great strike by Lucas, but it epitomised all our shooting tonight. It epitomised all our shooting tonight because it was all, there were good strikes, but a lot of them were straight to the keeper. And the ones that went wide, there was two, three wide left of him. He pulled off some terrific saves, three very, very good saves, and about four or five decent saves that were straight at him. And Bolton deserve it, you have to say. They came here, they didn't create an awful lot going forward, one or two little opportunities, and they totally warranted the replay. As I said before, it's not the end of the world. You know, we can go to Bolton and win. Our away form is good. It'll be tricky, it'll be a lot trickier than it was today.
A couple of Liverpool players perhaps didn't reach their heights tonight. Raheem Sterling, Coutinho had an in and out game, didn't he? Some of his passing was wayward.
That's exactly right. That's right. You know, them two, you know, play 20% better than what they did tonight. You know, quality wise, we win the game. Unfortunately, it just didn't happen for them tonight. You know, Coutinho, one or two balls he was trying to thread through the eye of a needle, didn't come off for him. Young Raheem Sterling, one or two times dwelt on the ball in certain situations and tried to take one man and too many. But hey, you know, it's It was an interesting game. It really was. One we should have won. We haven't. But I said before, 0-0 or a draw was probably, you know, the way they were valiant. You know, bolting them anyway, the way they defend and got them behind the ball. And they deserve the day out at you know, at their own ground, the Reebok Stadium, and hopefully we'll be on our form that night. It's a ground which is wide, it's got a lot of space, and we'll suit our passing game. And by that time, we'll know we're going to play, you know, in the next round if we can get through, unlike some other teams who've gone out today.
It just adds to a weekend of shocks, really. I mean, at least it's not a shock where we've lost, but actually, it's a game. You can see by the way they were celebrating in the away end.
Yeah,
you know, they didn't come here expecting to get a result, did they?
It's the FA Cup, isn't it? You know, it's the FA Cup, you know, it's what it's all about. It's been one of the most intriguing fourth rounds since it began, probably, when you think of who's gone out and you put in perspective of where teams are in the league. It's a magic day for the FA Cup in many ways. You know, let's hope we don't make it go any more magic by losing the Bolton away.
This wasn't the team that will play, of course, on Tuesday. There's a few of them that obviously will. Your Mignolets, your Sackos. We have to play an awful lot better on Tuesday than
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Tuesday's a different day. No, the team will be different. He will start. The manager will start with exactly the same side that started on Tuesday. That's fact. There's no reason why not to. The team that should have beat them here, go away and you know, have a go at them. Hopefully get the little bit of luck that perhaps we didn't get. You know, on Tuesday, you know, Chelsea are under the cosh a little bit now. You know, a little bit more pressure on them going out this competition. You know, when they weren't expected to against, you know, Bradford. So yeah, it's an intriguing game on Tuesday. But we're still in all the cups.
Certainly are. The Bolton fans, they're obviously being kept behind a little bit so they can have a bit of a sing-along. It's been a brilliant day out for them. It's been a bizarre FA Cup weekend.
Yeah.
Of course, there's still a few more games to go in it.
I tell you what, the one thing that'll sum it up is Manchester City and Chelsea like to be where we are at the moment. You know, at the end of the day, in Southampton and other teams like Tottenham Hotspur, they took a draw. You know, they're out. There's no way back in. At least we've got another opportunity away from home, and Bolton will come at us. And we've got a pretty good away record of late, and it'll be another cracking game, I'm sure. But I think we'll create one or two more openings than we did today.
Post-match. Of course you want to go through, but we're still in the hat. It's a beautiful picture at Bolton. You know, the picture's great, lovely roll on it, and that'll be good for us. And we've got players coming back from injury, and it's an opportunity for them to play and for us to do well in the competition. So we're still in the hat, which is the most important thing, and we'll see that game as a very important game to get through.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.